兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers, sisters, and friends.
其实呢，认识 James 已经快四十年，不是三十年。
One correction: I known Pastor James for almost 40 years, not just 30 years.
那个时候还是小毛头一个，年轻啊。
Back then, he was only a young teenager.
那个时候呢，我才三十多岁。
And that time, I was in my 30s.
他们就叫我老马。
And they call me old horse.
打篮球的时候，我们是老马队的哈。
So when we play basketball, I belong to the team of old horses.
Yeah. 我想在我今天分享之前呢，先给大家一个好消息。
Before my preaching this morning, I would like to share with you a piece of good news.
我跟大家介绍一下这本呢，叫做《彩虹诗歌》。
I'd like to introduce this hymn book, Rainbow Hymns.
Yeah. 这个是我太太呢，原来在远东广播公司的时候呢，她每一个礼拜教一首歌，那向大陆广播。
So this is part of my wife's service at the Far East broadcast, and so every week, she would teach one hymn to mainlanders.
我们一开始是录了300首，然后出了这第一册。
So initially we recorded 300 hymns, and that's volume one.
后来又弄了300首。
And then we got another 300 hymns.
所以这里呢有600首歌。
And therefore, now we have a total of 600 hymns.
那我今天呢会准备送给大家啊。
I would like to give them out to you.
所以等一下在吃饭的时候呢，我会放在那边，你就可以拿。
So during lunch, I'm gonna make them available for you.
这是主要的目的是学歌。
So the main purpose is to learn to sing these hymns.
所以希望如果你拿的话呢，请你回去要听，然后最好是能学歌。
So if you pick one up, all I ask is that you'll go back and sing these songs.
好，那我想接下来呢，我们来看几段经文。
Next, let us read the scripture together.
我们先来看马太福音第四章。
First, let's turn to Book of Matthew, chapter 4.
十二节
Verse 12.
耶稣听见约翰下了监，就退到加利利去。
Now, when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee.
我们跳到十七节
And then let's jump ahead to verse 17.
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他弟兄安德烈，在海里撒网。他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
我想我们在读到这里的时候呢，会感觉说，大概耶稣这个时候才认识彼得他们。
I think one impression we got from this passage is probably at that time, Peter got to know Jesus.
不过，如果我们比较其他几卷福音书的话，我们发现，哎，好像不是这样啊。
But if we refer to other gospels, we may realize that's not the case.
那再让我们跳到路加福音。
So let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音第五章。
Chapter 5.
好，这样子好，我们请大家一起来念。
So let us read together.
这样子，我们请英文的念，然后呢，中文的我们就默念啊，我们跟着念啊。
Okay, let us read out loud in English. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, He was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word, I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken.
好，我们读到这里啊。上个礼拜呢，前一个礼拜是清明节。
Last week, it was the tomb sweeping day.
那我跟我的儿子、女儿还有我妈妈去探望我们的亲人。
So, I went visit our past loved ones with my mom, my daughter, and my son.
我们家在90年代的时候呢，就在 Forest Lawn 买了12个位置。
So back in the 90s, our family purchased 12 graves in Forest Home.
那现在呢，我父亲跟我岳父还有我太太葬在那里。
So now, my father, my father-in-law, and my wife, were there, are there.
探望他们以后呢，我就带着我妈妈还有我女儿，我们到了海边。
So after tomb sweeping, my mom, my daughter, and I went to the beach.
那天天气还不错。
It was a pleasant day.
那时候天还蓝蓝的啊。
A blue sky.
然后我们走在柔软的沙滩上。
We were walking on the soft sand.
之后呢，我们坐在沙滩上。
And then we sat down on the beach.
看着蓝天，大海。
Looking at the blue sky and the blue ocean.
微风徐徐吹来。
Sea breeze blowing gently.
此时无声胜有声。
Sometimes silence is more expressive than words.
跟我人生最重要的两个女人。
So I was there with the two most important women to me in this world.
我妈跟我女儿。
My mom and my daughter.
真的是我觉得非常的美。
I felt it's such a beautiful scene.
从来没有发生过。
Never happened before.
那在路上的时候呢，我女儿突然问我一个问题。
On the way, my daughter suddenly asked me a question.
爸爸，你当过兵吗？
Daddy, were you ever in the military?
我说当然啦，我们那个年代只有这个残疾人不用当兵。
I said, of course, in our days, only if you are handicapped, you do not have to serve in the military.
那你当的兵是打仗的兵吗？
And then what kind of soldier were you?
For war.
Yeah, were you like fighting?
Yeah. 我说那当然啦。
I said, of course.
那你打过仗没有？
But then have you fought any wars?
我说我们那个时候是和平年代，没打仗。
I said, well, it was a peaceful time, no wars.
那你在那干嘛？
Then what were you doing?
我说训练啊。
I said, I was training.
我们要预备随时有可能打仗。
Because we need to be ready whenever there is a fight broken out. We need to be ready.
我说不过。
However.
我在那待了不久。
I was not there for long.
因为我后来考上乐队，然后又考上了这个叫义工队。
For I tested into music and art troop.
然后呢，我当兵的时候，每天的工作就是早上练习，晚上表演。
So, my primary job when I was in the military was to rehearse in the morning and perform during the evenings.
我不晓得你们有没有听过《中国好声音》。
I'm not sure whether you've watched a show called The Voice of China.
那这个有一个台湾人哈，这个做导师的，他的外号叫哈林。
One of the mentors from Taiwan, his nickname is Ha Ling.
他呢就在前面跳大腿舞啊。
So, during the old days, he was dancing.
没有，我开玩笑了，就是他是那个 rock and roll 很嗨的哈。
Okay, so he was performing rock and roll.
那我在后面是吹小号的。
And I was playing trumpet on the same stage.
我都不知道台湾有这么多军营啊。
I didn't know that there were so many military camps in Taiwan.
一年多以来，我没有一个晚上是没有表演的。
So for more than a year, every night I had a performance.
我女儿哈，她平常在高中的时候，每次球赛她在那唱国歌。
Oh, my daughter. So every time they have a game at their high school, she is the one who performed the national anthem.
所以她以为她很酷，对不对
？So she thought of herself pretty cool.
没有想到她的爸爸年轻的时候是专业的。
She did not realize that her dad was a professional when he was younger.
跟《中国好声音》的导师同台表演。
And perform on the same stage with someone who later became a mentor on the show, The Voice of China.
所以我女儿说：“哇！”
So my daughter was very impressed.
认识我快三十年了哈，从来都不知道这些事情。
She has known me for almost 30 years, and she didn't know about those things.
以前呢，我儿子在那个圣地亚哥读书住校。
My son used to live in San Diego.
那我女儿住在家里。
And my daughter at that time was living at home.
那我儿子每个礼拜会回来聚会。
So my son would come back once a week.
因为他坐火车，所以我要接送。
So, because he rode the train though, so I need to pick him up.
我跟我女儿说，我见我儿子的时间比见你的时间多一点。
And yet I told my daughter, I saw my son more frequently than I see you.
我说你跟我一模一样。
I said you are just like me.
我年轻时候就这样，每天在外面都三更半夜回家。
I was like that when I was younger. I was going out every day and.Coming home very late.
我女儿就问我妈妈说：“奶奶，真的吗？爸爸以前这样的吗？”
My daughter asked my mom, "Grandma, is it real? Was Dad really like this before?"
那我妈用她经典的回答。
My mom had a classic response. Just laughing without saying a word.
所以可惜今天很多年轻人都不在。
Today lots of our youth is not here.
你们这年轻人呢，是应该跟你的老爸老妈好好聊聊。
If they were here, I would like to tell them you need to talk with your parents more often.
你可能会非常惊讶的发现，那个看起来很古板的老爸老妈，他年轻的时候比你还要疯狂。
You may be surprised to find out that those seemingly boring old mom and dad, when they were young, they might be crazier than you are.
所以我们可能认识我们的父亲、我们的母亲很久了，可是我们好像不太认识他。
So perhaps even though we know our parents for a very long time, but we don't actually know them.
同样的，我们跟主的关系也是这样。
Likewise, it reminds me of our relationship with God.
我们可能信主很多年了。
We may have been a Christian for many years.
但是你认识他有多少呢
？But how much do you really know him?
你有没有花一点点的时间啊？像我们上礼拜这样子啊，跟父亲好好聊聊呢？
Do you spend a little time, just like what we did last week, to talk to your father? Spend more time talking with him.
有一种灵修的方式啊，就是你一面读经一面祷告。
So method of quiet time is to read the scripture and while you are praying.
跟神有互动。
So that you can have an interaction with God.
这是一种读经的方式。
That's one way to read the scripture.
当然还有另外一种读经方式，就是研经方式。
Another method is to study the Bible.
我比较常用的就是我会查很多的经文。
So I would often reference to many different passages.
然后我喜欢进入那个场景里面。
And I would like to enter into that scene.
所以我建议你们哈，今天我们可以一起到我们读的这经文的场景里面去。
So I would like to invite you to enter into the scene with me today.
其实在耶稣呼召他们之前，他们已经认识耶稣超过半年了。
So actually, before Jesus called them, they had known him for more than half a year.
最早的时候，耶稣满三十岁的时候出来传道。
At the beginning, when Jesus turned 30, he started his ministry.
他到了约旦河，接受了施洗约翰的洗礼。
He went to the Jordan River and was baptized by John the Baptist.
然后他从水里起来的时候，约翰说，我看见圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他的身上。
When he came out of the water, John said, I see dove, Holy Spirit, fall on Jesus.
然后耶稣就到旷野里面去接受了撒旦试探40天。
And then Jesus went into the wilderness and was tempted by Satan for 40 days.
得胜了以后他回到约旦河边。
After overcoming Satan, he returned to the Jordan area.
施洗约翰看见他就大声呼叫神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
And John the Baptist saw him and proclaimed, Lamb of God, the one who is going to take away the sins.
当时有两个施洗约翰的门徒，一个叫约翰，一个叫安德烈。
At that time, there were two disciples of John the Baptist, one called Andrew and the other John.
他们听见了约翰的见证，就跟随了耶稣。
After they heard the testimony of John the Baptist, they followed Jesus.
跟耶稣在一天以后呢，第二天安德烈非常兴奋去找他哥哥。
The next day, Andrew was very excited to look for his brother.
他哥哥叫西门。
And his brother's name was Simon.
他说，哥啊，我遇见弥赛亚了。
And he said, bro, I met the Messiah.
就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
That's Jesus the Nazareth.
我带你去见他。
Let me come and I will take you to see him.
西门很兴奋。真的，那我去看看。
And Simon was also very excited. Okay, let's go and see.
见到耶稣以后，耶稣说，约翰的儿子西门，你要叫石头。
And then once Jesus saw Simon, he told him, Simon, son of John, you will be called rock.
因为呢，这个耶稣当时说的是亚兰语，就是叫基法，基法翻成希腊文叫彼得，彼得就是小石头的意思，石头。
So in Hebrew, Cephas translated to Greek, it's Peter, and Peter means rock or little stone.
所以我们国内很多人外号叫石头，有没有？
So in China, lots of people also have a similar nickname.
所以这个西门就是石头。
So Simon is rock.
那约翰跟雅各也有个外号。
John and James also have nicknames.
跟我一样。
Like me?
叫雷公啊。
Son of Thunder.
小时候人家叫我雷公啊，因为我火气很大，声音很大。
Because of my temper, and my loud voice, I was also named Thunder.
所以我的英文名字就叫约翰。
So that's why my English name is John.
所以很早那个时候他们就认识耶稣了。
So they had known Jesus for quite a long time.
那后来呢，耶稣又招了腓力跟拿但业。
And then Jesus called Philip and Nathaniel.
之后呢，他们就一起去了迦拿，回到加利利以后参加了一个婚宴。
And then they returned to Galilee, went to Cana to attend a wedding.
然后耶稣在那里变水为酒。
On that wedding, Jesus turned water into wine.
之后呢，到了耶稣传道以后的第一个逾越节。
And then, It was the first Passover after Jesus began ministry.
这几个门徒又跟着耶稣一起到耶路撒冷去过节。
And then these disciples followed Jesus. They went to Jerusalem for the Passover.
有一天晚上，有一个这个官呐、啊，一个公会里的官，叫尼哥底母，就来拜访耶稣。
And then one day, an official, his name was Nicodemus. He visited Jesus.
那耶稣就跟他讲重生的事情。
And then Jesus discussed with him, told him about rebirth.
那耶稣呢？那时候洁净了圣殿。
Jesus also cleansed the temple.
然后呢，带着这些门徒们在约旦河施洗。
And then Jesus, and his disciples were baptizing people in the river of Jordan.
那这个时候呢，其实施洗约翰还在施洗。
At that time, John the Baptist.Was still baptizing.
这个约翰的门徒就对师父抱怨说：“哎，以前你施洗的那个耶稣，现在施洗，他跟随他人比我们还多啊。”
And so one day, one of John's disciples complained to him. He said, "Master, the one you baptized, Jesus and his disciples, they are baptizing people. They are baptizing more people than you are."
那约翰说。他是主角，我是配角。
And John said, he's the main character. I am secondary.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He will prosper, and I will decline.
后来没有过多久以后，约翰就被抓，然后下在监里。
So, not long after that, John was arrested and put in prison.
然后呢，他们听说约翰被关了以后，他们就回加利利。
So after they heard about John's arrest, they returned to Galilee.
经过撒玛利亚的时候，就在叙加呢，跟一个井旁跟一个女人传福音。
And on their way there, they went to a town called Sychar and met a Samaritan woman and shared gospel with her.
后来呢，全村的人都信了耶稣。
And then the whole village come to believe in Jesus.
之后呢？他们回到加利利，耶稣稍微回他自己老家拿撒勒一趟。
And so after they returned to Galilee, Jesus went to his hometown.
但是呢，被他的乡亲拒绝。
And he was rejected in his own hometown.
所以他又到了这个迦拿。
So he again went to Cana.
在那里，遇见了一个大臣，求耶稣医治他的儿子。
And there he met a certain royal official who begged Jesus to heal his son.
耶稣一句话，他在加百农的儿子就被医好了。
And at Jesus' word, his son, away in Capernaum, was healed.
所以在这段时间，他们的宣教团队呢，还没有正式的开始运作。
So during that time, the missionary team was not yet operating full time.
他们只是耶稣是非常低调的。
Jesus maintained a very low profile.
一直到了约翰被抓甚至被杀以后，那耶稣才正式的公开宣教。
Until John the Baptist's arrest or even his murder, did Jesus start preaching publicly?
所以。今天要讲的这件事情是一个非常重要的转捩点。
So today, we are going to look at an occasion that's a very important turning point.
也就是这个宣教团队正式成立的一个点。
So that will be the pivotal point the missionary team officially established.
我们来看一下地图。
So let us take a look at this map.
今天发生的地方在这个地方叫格尼撒勒。
Today the event happened at Gennesaret.
那彼得他们是住在加百农。
And Peter they live in Capernaum.
但是呢，船停在这个格尼撒勒。
But the boats were by the shore of Gennesaret.
大概距离加百农 3.5 公里。
It's roughly 3.5 kilometers away from Capernaum.
好，这天晚上，他 他们按照以往的经验就出去捕鱼了。
So that night, based on their past experience, they put out the boat to fish.
有两对兄弟。
Two pairs of brothers.
一个是石头兄弟，一个是雷公兄弟。
Brothers of rock and brothers of thunder.
然后呢，他们出去以后呢，就按照以往的经验啊，这个地方还常常捕到鱼，下网。
So based on their past experience, they think it's a good time to catch fish, and therefore they let down their nets.
然后收网。
And then they pull up the nets.
哇，拿起来，什么都没有。
And then they took nothing.
好，哎，再到那个地方，到那个点。
And change your location.
好，再下网。
And then let down the nets again.
拿起来，又是什么都没有。
And then they took nothing again.
再换个地方。
Another location.
再下网。
Let down the nets one more time.
还是什么都没有。
Still nothing.
又换个地方。
Another location.
下网。
Let down the nets.
哎，好像有东西。
Something.
啊，用力，用力，用力。
And then they really start to pull.
拉起来。
And once they got the nets up.
结果是水草。
And it's just some seaweed.
把网子给勾破了。
And then even the nets were broken.
这一天晚上，哎呀，整个晚上劳力什么都没有得到。
So the whole night they toiled and got nothing.
跟你有什么关系？
What does that have anything to do with you?
我就喜欢联想啊。
I just like to imagine.
我想到以前我在河滨读书的时候。
I think of the time when I was a student at UCR.
那天晚上做电脑的程式啊。
I was coding that night.
搞了一个晚上。
I worked hard all night.
就是搞不出来。
I just couldn't get the computer program to run.
左思右想，就是找不到问题。
So I thought hard, just couldn't pinpoint what the problem was.
整夜劳力，作业做不出来。
So I toiled all night, couldn't finish my assignment.
那又讲到另外一个场景，我在毕业以后呢，我在一个电脑公司上班。
That also reminds me of an occasion when I was a salesman.
那我卖这个主机板。
I sold a motherboard.
Motherboard. 那早上打了一早上电话。
And that morning I made a lot of phone calls.
没有订单。
I didn't get any order.
下午受不了了，出去跑吧。
So the afternoon I decided to go out.
去拜访客人，一个一个拜访。
Yeah, so I visited potential clients one by one.
跑了一百多迈。
I was running around for about 100 miles.
一个订单都没有。
I didn't get a single order.
我不晓得你们有没有这样类似的经验。
I don't know whether you've experienced something similar.
在我们人生当中有很多的挫折失败。
In our life, there are lots of frustrations and failures.
是吧？很多做学生的说，我不管怎么努力，我的成绩就是达不到标。
Some students said, no matter how hard I work, I just couldn't do well in school.
在你的事业上，你不管多么努力，升迁、加薪的总不是你。
And if you work really hard for your career, but you never get promoted or a salary raise.
或者在我们的婚姻当中，你越努力，你发现他离你越来越远。
Even in our marriages, sometimes the more you put in the effort, the further your spouse seem to be living away from you.
你发现你越关心你的孩子，他越跟你吵。
And the more you care for your children, the more they love to quarrel with you.
当我们尽所有的力量以后，是毫无进展。
So after doing all we can, we are making no progress.
所以这个时候，他们两对兄弟就绝望了。
So at that moment, the two pairs of brothers got despaired.
我们今天打不到东西了。
Looks like we're not getting anything tonight.
回家吧。
Let us go home.
他们就回去了。
So they went back.
然后在那里把网子补好，破的地方补起来。
They were mending the broken nets.
然后洗网，把网子洗干净，准备收起来。
And they were washing the nets, ready to put them away.
所以在这个最失望的时候。
So at this moment of extreme disappointment.
耶稣在哪里？
Where was Jesus?
耶稣在哪里？
Where is Jesus?
我们再回到我刚才讲的场景。
So that has go back to the scenes I described to you.
那天晚上搞到大概两点多。
That night I worked till about 2 a.m.
电脑程式还是做不出来。
I still couldn't get my computer program to run.
放弃了。
So I gave up.
算了，明天不可能交作业了。
There is no point. It's impossible for me to turn in the assignment on time.
两点多就骑着我的脚踏车回到住的地方。
And therefore, I rode my bicycle back to my home at 2 a.m.
啊，又跳到另外一个场景。
And then let's jump to the other scene.
晚上七点了。
7 p.m.
客户都下班了。
All the clients of work.
一个订单都没有。
No single order.
很沮丧的开着车回家。
I drove home full of despair.
是不是我们也有这样的经历，在我们想要放弃我们的学业，放弃我们的事业，放弃我们的婚姻。
And do you ever have the experience when you feel like you want to give up your efforts in school, in your career, in your marriage?
耶稣在哪里？
Where is Jesus?
所以当彼得很沮丧的时候，
So when Peter was most depressed,
在那里洗网准备收网的时候，
When he was washing his nets, ready to put them away,
看到一双脚，
He saw a pair of feet.
一个人站在他前面。
A person standing in front of him.
抬头一看。
He looked up.
是耶稣。
It's Jesus.
耶稣就在他身边。
Jesus is right beside him.
哎，他很兴奋站起来，老师。
He was very excited, teacher.
哦，你来了。
You are here.
哦，然后看到后面一堆人。
And then he saw a crowd following him.
然后耶稣呢，就扑通跳上他的船。
Jesus jumped into his boat.
啊，石头上来。
And he said, "Little rock, come on over."
把这个船稍微撑开一点，离水离岸有一点点小距离。
Put out the boat a little away from the shore.
然后耶稣就跟那群人讲道了。
And then Jesus started preaching to the crowd.
啊，因为那些人很想听耶稣讲道。
For the crowd, was eager to listen, to Jesus preaching.
但是耶稣今天来，他的主要的目的肯定不是为了讲道。
But I don't think the main purpose for Jesus' visit that night was to preach.
耶稣今天来是为了他们两对兄弟来的。
Jesus' visit was for the two pairs of brothers.
那我不晓得彼得那个时候心情是怎么样。
I don't know what kind of mood Peter was in at that time.
我在想，如果我在那个情况下，我可能很不耐烦。
I think I put myself into his situation. I think I would be very impatient.
脑袋里面有很多事情在转。
And there were lots of thoughts in my mind.
我想说，哎，今天一条鱼都没有，等下耶稣早餐怎么办？
I would think I did not catch anything tonight. What's for breakfast?
今天已经打了一天的鱼了，想睡觉，等一下耶稣会不会再派什么工作给我们？
We toiled all night and are exhausted. Would Jesus assign any task to us?
我们可能会有很多很多的想法。
We may have lots of thoughts.
特别是在我们沮丧的时候。
Especially when we are frustrated.
好像并不是我们很想亲近主的时刻。
That may not be the time you want to get close to God.
我还记得上次 Frank 提到，会造成人远离主的其中一个很重要的原因就是失败。
And I remember, Brother Frank mentioned in his sermon that, one important reason for people to not want to get close to Jesus was failure.
彼得现在就是处在这样一个光景。
That's exactly the situation Peter was in.
他觉得自己一无所事。
He thought himself, of nothing.
他的事业是完全失败。
His career is a complete failure.
他在这个地方到底在干什么？
What was he doing there?
好不容易，耶稣说好，散会了，你们先回家吧。
And finally, Jesus finished teaching and said, you are dismissed.
然后彼得想说，哦，好，是不是我们回去弄点早餐给耶稣吃啊？
And then Peter must be thinking, okay, let's make some breakfast for Jesus.
想要下船。
And he wants to step out of the boat.
耶稣说 No. 往开往水深之处，咱们打鱼去。
And yet Jesus said, No, put out into the deep and go fishing.
如果你是彼得，你会怎么讲？
If you were Peter, what would you say?
那个就是用一个那个头上有个问号的表情看着耶稣，是吧？
So you'd be looking like the meme with question mark on your head.
我们真的要出去吗？
Are you serious?
在心里面问
In his mind.
然后他说，主啊，我们昨天晚上打了一夜的鱼，什么都没打到。
He said, Lord, we toiled all night and got nothing.
然后用那个问号的眼神看着耶稣。
And looking at Jesus full of questions.
耶稣面带微笑啊，用着惊叹号的表情，很肯定的看着他。
And then Jesus was looking at him with exclamation marks and said, Yes, put out into the deep.
彼得看到这个耶稣的这个表情说好吧。
And so after seeing Jesus' expression, Peter said, Okay.
好吧，我依从你的话。
I will obey you.
我们出去吧。
Let's go out.
叫上雷公他们兄弟。
And also the signal to his partner, the brothers of thunder.
石头就叫，哎，雷公，走了。
So the little rock called out to the brothers of thunder, let's go.
两艘船就又开了。
So they put out the two boats again.
彼得说，哎，可以下网了吗？
And Peter asked, is it the time to cast the net?
耶稣摇头，继续走。
And Jesus shake his head, go on.
又到了一个地方，觉得够远了吧，哈，可以下网了吗？
Is it far enough? Is it the right location to cast the net?
耶稣摇头，继续走。
Jesus shaked his head again, go on.
到了一个地方，好，停。耶稣说下网。
And then at one location, Jesus said, stop and let down the nets.
他就把网撒下去。
And then they cast the nets.
然后呢，就开始拖。
And they start pulling.
然后开始拉。
And they started dragging.
突然之间，哎，好像有东西哦，有东西哦。
All of a sudden, they felt something.
然后可能就被那个鱼这样拉好，差一点掉下去。
And they were almost stumbled down.
然后兄弟两个拼命拉，拼命拉。
Okay, so the brothers were working very hard pulling the net.
拉不动啊，拉不动。
And they can barely pull the nets.
雷公啊，你们来啊，来啊，来帮忙。
And so and they call out for their partners, the brothers of thunder, come help.
雷公兄弟来了，四个人拼命拉。
So the brothers of thunder and brothers of rock, they pull the nets together.
就听到那好像那个有点撕裂的声音啊。
And then,
那个很紧张，差点的网都要破了。
And then they heard the sound, sounds like the nets were breaking.
然后好不容易把那个鱼哇装满了这个彼得他们的船。
And finally they get to pull the fish up and fill the boats.
网里面还有一大堆。
And there were still more fish in the nets.
就把雷公他们的船也装满了。
And therefore they fill the boat of the brothers of thunder as well.
所以本来呢，这个船的那个边边呢，离水可能有这么多。
So initially the boats were floating above the water.
装满了鱼呢，哇，到了这里了。
And then after they filled both boats with fish, they almost sink.
那个稍微动一下，那个水就进来了。
So one small commotion, water would spill into the boat.
所以这边形容说他们就把鱼装满了两只船甚至船要沉下去。
So the scripture mentioned that they filled two boats with fish, to the point the boats almost sink.
所以呢又回到我刚才那个场景。
So let's go back to my stories.
骑车骑到一半。
While I was riding my bicycle.
突然哎好像。想到了一个解答的方法。
And suddenly occurred to me, a solution.
然后就骑回去，进去到电脑室里面继续去工作。
So I went back to the lab, continue working.
然后就想到说，哎，那个时候回家的路上接到一通电话。
And then, when I was a salesman, I also received a sudden phone call.
哎，明天给我送100片 motherboard 过来。
Tomorrow, deliver 100 motherboards to me.
我们那个年代1990年
That was in 1990.
平常订单5片10片。
the normal size of an order would be in the range of 5 to 10.
20片就是大订单。
20 would be a gigantic order.
接到大订单。
And then I got a 100 motherboards order.
所以当我们在思想这个圣经的时候，我们可以把我们的生活做一个连结。
So when we are studying Bible, we should want to relate that to our own life.
在我们最绝望的时候，耶稣在哪里？
When we are desperate, where is Jesus?
其实耶稣一直都在你的身旁。
Actually, he is always beside you.
只要你抬头仰望。
If you just look up and behold,
你就看见他。
You will see him.
他正等着你来向他呼求。
He's waiting for you to call out to him.
然后我们看到在这个时候，彼得的反应有点奇怪。
Now let's see, Peter's response was a bit strange.
我就想象哈，因为呢，他们回航的时候呢是往西走。
So, in my imagination, when they go back, they went towards west.
可能耶稣站在船尾。
It could be that Jesus was standing at the end of the boat.
然后太阳冉冉升起。
And the sun is rising up slowly.
彼得看见这个耶稣好像是全身发光。
And in Peter's eyes, Jesus is full of glory.
他突然发现说，主啊，你是谁？
And suddenly occurred to him, Lord, who are you?
一句话就抓到了这么多的鱼。
At one word of yours, we caught such a huge amount of fish.
你到底是谁？
Who on earth are you?
对，以前曾经有一些经验，他看过耶稣行很多神迹。
Yeah, in his past, he's seen some miracles performed by Jesus.
但是都是行在别人身上。
But those were miracles happened to other people.
但今天这件事情发生在自己身上。
But today the miracle occurred to him himself.
那个感觉是完全不一样。
It's a completely different feeling.
他发现耶稣就是那一位全能圣洁的主。
And it occurred to him, Jesus is the omnipotent and glorious Lord.
他是上帝的儿子。
He is Son of God.
他说我是谁？
He asked, and who am I?
我凭什么在他面前？
How can I be worthy to be in his presence?
我是一个罪人。
I am a sinful man.
我们记得在这个以赛亚遇见神的时候，他说我是个嘴唇不洁的人，住在嘴唇不洁的民当中啊。
That reminds us when Isaiah met the Lord. He said that I am a man with filthy lips, living amongst people of filthy lips.
我们这种污秽、这种卑微的人，怎么配站在神的面前？
We're so filthy and so lowly.How can we be worthy of God's presence?
我是在初中一年级的时候进教会。
So I went to church when I was a first grader in junior school, junior high.
我刚开始这个很单纯。
I was innocent.
我对圣经讲的话是非常的敬佩。
I really admire the words in the Bible.
自从我进了教会以后呢，我几乎参加所有我能参加的聚会。
So after I joined the church, I attended almost all the events.
我也很认真的追求。
And I was also seeking. I was very serious.
有一大堆读经计划。
I had lots of Bible study plans.
很热心的参与教会。
I was full of zeal, attending all sorts of services.
可是我发现可能我的信仰都是在脑袋里面。
But I discovered maybe my faith was only in my head.
直到有一天 我听到一篇讲道。
Only until one day I heard one sermon.
他读到罗马书第五章七到八节。
And then we read in Romans chapter 5, verse 7 to 8.
为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。
Only Jesus died for us while we were still sinners.
这并不是我第一次看这段经文。
It was not my first time reading this verse.
但是不知道为什么那天我真的有一个很强烈很强烈的感受。
I don't know why that day it hit me, and I have such a strong reaction to it.
圣灵感动我，我就哭啊。
And Holy Spirit moved me, I wept.
没有办法停下来。
I couldn't stop.
我说主啊，我不配。
And I said, Lord,I am unworthy.
我是个罪人。
I am a sinner.
你怎么可以为我死？
How could you die for me?
然后而且死在十字架上。
Must die on the cross.
啊，所以在那一次之后，我就很快就接受洗礼。
So after that experience, I soon got baptized.
我觉得在我们认识神的过程当中，这种经历是很重要的。
I think in our journey of getting to know God, such experience is very important.
我们不能仅仅把神放在我们脑袋里。
We cannot just put God in our head.
我们需要跟神有接触。
We need to reach out to him.
我们要真正的来遇见神。
We need to touch him and really experience him.
所以不只是在思想上。
So not just in your head.
在感情上。
But also in your emotions,
在我们的灵里面,
in our spiritual life,
我们都要来经历神。
We need to experience God.
可是往往在我们顺利的时候，我们很难。
And yet, it is not easy for us to do so in good times.
常常是在我们很失望，甚至绝望的时候，我们比较容易谦卑。
But often it is when we are disappointed or even despair, in despair that we can be humbled.
我们也只有这样的情况下，我们的心就比较柔软。
So only in those times our hearts can be softened.
我们就更容易来经历主。
And it's easier for us to experience God.
我觉得很奇怪，彼得为什么他说，主啊，求你离开我。
So I found it strange. Why did Peter say, Depart from me, Lord?
他为什么不说主啊赦免我？
Why didn't he say, Lord, forgive me?
所以我在想，彼得可能觉得他连被赦免都不配。
So I think maybe Peter felt like he was not even worthy to be forgiven.
在我们的人生当中，我们必须要有这样的认知。
So in our lives, we must have such understanding.
你要认识神到底是谁。
You need to know who God is.
然后你要认识你自己是谁。
And you need to know who you are.
当你发现说你自己原来是这么不配在神的面前的时候。
When you realize you are so unworthy in front of God.
正是我们遇见神最好的机会。
And that's the precise moment we can encounter God.
因为神就在等待我们的这一天。
Because God is waiting for you for this moment.
好，所以彼得当时做了这样的一个祷告，他说：“主啊，求你离开我。”
And that's why Peter's prayer at that moment was, "Depart from me, O Lord."
因为我是个罪人。
For I am a sinful man.
我不配在你的面前。
I'm unworthy of your presence.
但是耶稣的回答是什么？
But what was Jesus' answer?
耶稣说不要怕。
He said, "Do not be afraid."
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
我们在这种情况下，心里面往往也会充满恐惧。
If you were Peter, you might also feel full of fear.
像我们这样一个罪人，怎么可以来到圣洁的主面前呢？
Sinners like us, how can we come before a holy God?
我们真的不配。
Indeed, we are not worthy.
耶稣说：“你不要怕。”
But Jesus said, "Do not be afraid."
因为耶稣他来这个世界上的目的，他不是要来定我们的罪。
For Jesus came to this world not to convict us of our sins.
神对我们每一个人的心意是一个赐福的意念。
God's heart to every one of us is to bless us.
很多人对神有一些误会。
Some people have this misunderstanding of God.
因为神创造人就是要创造一些奴隶。
That God created man to have slaves.
不是的。
No.
神创造人是要人来被他所爱的。
God created people to be loved by him.
神需要有一个爱的对象。
God wants to have objects of his love.
所以他创造人是一个非常非常善意的，是一个赐福的意念。
And that's why when he created people, it's out of a lot of love and good intentions.
所以我们来到神的面前不用害怕。
And therefore, we should not be afraid when we come in front of God.
是的，如果按照神的公义。
Yes, according to God's justice.
如果我们来到神的面前，我们都是被判死罪的。
If we come in front of Him, we ought to be condemned to death.
但是神有另外一个属性，就是爱。
But there is another character of God, which is love.
他愿意牺牲自己的爱子来为我们付出这个罪的代价。
He is willing to sacrifice His beloved Son to pay the price of sin for us.
所以他说不要怕。
So He said, "Do not be afraid."
因为耶稣来就是要替我们死。而且死在十字架上。
For Jesus came to this world is to die for us and die on the cross.
然后要除去我们一切的罪孽。
Is to remove all our sins.
圣经里面说，忧伤痛悔的心，主必不轻看。
In the Bible it says that God will not despise a sorrowful and repentant heart.Spirit.
所以当我们来到神的面前祈求他的赦免的时候，他就赦免我们。
So when we come in front of God and ask for forgiveness, he will forgive us.
所以当我们的罪得到赦免以后，我们不是就停在这里了。
And then after our sins are forgiven, we should not stop there.
耶稣继续对他说。
Jesus continued.
他说来跟从我。
He said, come follow me.
从今以后你要得人如得鱼一样。
From now on, you will be catching men.
所以当彼得在这次经历了主的这样的一个神迹之后。
So after Peter experienced such a miracle from God.
主耶稣向他提出一个挑战。
God challenged him.
他说你来跟从我。
He said, come follow me.
跟我一起去得人。
Come catch people with me.
耶稣邀请彼得进入一个天国的事业。
Jesus invited Peter into a heavenly ministry.
所以彼得在这个地方他要做一个选择。
So at that time, Peter needs to make a choice.
他看一看耶稣所指给他的那个天国的事业。
So he took a look at the heavenly ministry Jesus planned for him.
要得人。
To catch people.
好像这满船的鱼一样。
Just like the boatload of fish.
他就看到一个一个一个，哇，满充满了这个人的灵魂啊。
And so he saw all the lost souls.
再看一看他的事业。
And then he took a look at his old career.
他 他这一船呢，这次打了鱼，可能已经破了百年纪录了。
That must be a record-breaking amount of fish they caught that night.
好像从来没有听说有人打这么多鱼，两个船装的都要快沉下去。
It's unprecedented.
所以在事业非常成功的时候，你看见什么
？So at the peak of your career, your success, what do you see?
我不知道啊，每个人可能看的东西不一样啊。
I don't know. Americans might have different perspective.
我为什么跑去宣教
？Why did I?Go to do missionary work.
其实我讲了，我在初中高中的时候我就愿意献身了。
I mentioned that I was willing to devote myself in high school.
当初我跟神祷告说，你让我考上台大电机系，我就献身。
And I told God, if you allow me to go to Taiwan University Electrical
Double E
Electrical Engineering major, then I will serve you.
结果考上文化地质系
，and then I got into the
cultural university,
cultural
这个
geology major.
所以我当时就认为说，大概神不要我了。
So to me, I reckon God does not want me.
那我就好了，就过自己的人生吧。
So let me just live my life.
然后一直到，在大概1997年的左右了。
So until it was around 1997,
那我后来自己开了电脑公司。
I had my own business.
啊，然后刚开始也是非常挣扎。
I was struggling at the beginning.
那后来到差不多1996年、1997年开始，这个生意就很不错。
But very soon my business was very successful.
甚至呢，可以说也创造了一个奇迹啊。
To a point, you can call that a miracle.
因为在九七年的时候呢，我跟一个台湾的公司合作。
For in 1997, I partnered with a company from Taiwan.
那这个公司是个全新的公司。
It was a brand new company.
大概三个月以后啊，从成立三个月以后，它就变成台湾第三大。
And yet, in mere 3 months after its establishment, it became the third largest company in Taiwan.
DVD RAM 的公司。
It's a company manufacturing DVD RAM.
为什么呢？因为我在美国帮他做销售。
And part of its success is due to me selling their product in the U.S.
那个时候呢，一个月10万台光驱。
So I at that time our sales volume was 100,000 a month.
又过了三个月。
In another 3 months.
啊，又增加了10万台，变20万台。
And it doubled, becoming 200,000.
它就变成台湾第二大。
And then that company became the second.Largest in Taiwan.
只有一家比它大，叫做宏基。
The
Acer.
Acer was the only one that's bigger than that company.
所以那个事业当时发展还不错。
So you can imagine my career was pretty good at that time.
可是越是这样，我越觉得人生很无聊。
But the more success I got, the more I found life boring.
每天在那里啊，就是在那竞争，在那竞争。
So every day, we just competition, every day.
所以那个时候，其实我就很想要放弃这个从商。
So at that time, I wanted to give up business.
所以我不晓得你们的眼光是看到什么。
I don't know what do you see.
可能我们现在的光景是在一个失望、绝望的光景。
Perhaps right now we are in.Circumstance of disappointment or even desperation.
或者我们现在是在一个很风光的情况当中。
It could also be that now you are very successful.
但是不管怎么样，最重要的是你必须遇见神。
But no matter what circumstance you are in, the most important thing is you have to encounter God.
你要看见他是谁。
You need to see who he is.
你要看清楚你是谁。
You need to see clearly who you are.
所以在结尾的时候，我想献一首诗歌。
So in conclusion, I want to dedicate a hymn.
这首诗歌叫做《我是谁》。
So it's titled "Who Am I?"
歌词里面说到：“我问主，你爱我有多么深。
”In the lyric, it says, "I ask the Lord how much you love me."
怎么能爱我到永恒？
How can you love me forever?
主说，我爱你有这么深。
The Lord said, I love you so much.
他张开双手，钉在十字架。
And he outstretched his hands and nailed it on the cross.
现在我来唱这首歌。怎么能爱我直到永恒？主说我爱你有这么深，他张开双手钉在十字架。我不禁问我是谁，他为何如此？我是谁？他竟为我受死，为什么他毫无保留流宝血，洗净我的污秽？我是谁？他无怨无悔。我是谁？他竟喝着苦杯，这份爱融化了所有疑惑。我甘愿这一生要为他而活。我问主，爱我有多么深？怎么能爱我直到永恒？主说我爱你有这么深，他张开双手钉在十字架。我不禁问我是谁，他为何如此？我是谁？他竟为我受死，为什么他毫无保留流宝血，洗净我的污秽？我是谁？他无怨无悔。我是谁？他竟喝着苦杯，这份爱融化了所有疑惑。我甘愿这一生要为他而活。我不禁问我是谁，他为何如此？我是谁？他竟为我受死，为什么他毫无保留流宝血，洗净我的污秽？我是谁？他无怨无悔。我是谁？他竟喝着苦杯，这份爱融化了所有疑惑。要为他而活，这份爱融化了所有疑惑。我甘愿这一生要为他而活。